And now, Spotlight on Lifelong Learning with Jonathan Judakin, a weekly look at some of the exciting public conversations upcoming around Memphis. Jonathan Judakin is the Spence L. Wilson Chair in the Humanities at Rhodes College.
There are two opportunities coming up this weekend to dig deep into our Southern roots, one for adults and one for kids. On Friday, May 17th at Crosstown Theater, Indy Memphis is hosting an evening with William Ferris. Ferris is a renowned audio recordist, photographer, folklorist, and filmmaker. With Judy Pizer, who worked with Ferris on many of the shorts that will be screened, he co-founded the Center for Southern Folklore downtown. These days, Ferris hangs out a shingle at the Center for the Study of the American South at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. The evening will feature a screening of Voices of the Mississippi, a box set of short films made by Ferris that just won a Grammy Award. I will host a Q&A with Ferris following the screening. These days, Ferris is feted the world over for his work, so don't miss this screening and conversation when he comes to town on Friday at Crosstown. Then on Saturday, at the National Civil Rights Museum from 10 to 3, civil rights icon Ruby Bridges Hall is back for the fourth year of the Ruby Bridges Reading Festival, geared for children pre-K through elementary school. It features not only free books, but storytelling, alongside lots of fun activities for kids and food trucks for when you get hungry.
For more ideas for public programs in Memphis, visit WKNOspotlight.com, where you will find a list of lectures and book talks happening around town. Spotlight on Lifelong Learning is a partnership between Rhodes College and WKNO-FM.